Welcome to Ragnar 365 Nuggets. Thank you for joining here today.
Hey, hello, welcome to my podcast. Great to have you here. Today we have August 2nd and there are new announcements from Microsoft about a new license called Advanced Communications. And this is now live and available for trial since yesterday. The new Advanced Communication License is targeted to reach larger audience, to tailor and customize meetings and deploy admin controls and to manage meetings and callings easier and better. As I said, it's available now for a trial license since yesterday. The trial is going to last 60 days. And if you want to purchase it, it's going to cost $12 per user per month list price. And this is an add-on SKU, so it's not part of an A5 or an A5 plan. With this license, you can arrange, organize, and host live events using Microsoft Teams with up to 20,000 participants. And you can have 50 concurrent live meetings per tenant with a length of 16 hours. So that's big news here. Then, second, there is a compliance recording graph API access. So if you want to access a third-party product, then you need this license. And third-party products have names like ACS Technologies, Audio Codes, Call Cabinet, NICE, Mnemonics, Redbox, or Verint. Then there is also a graph API access for contact center. So if you want to include this third-party contact centers, like Anywhere 365, ComputerTalk, Enghouse Interactive, Five9, Genesys, Landis, Luware, NICE inContact, or 10-4, and this is going to be updated, and more partners are going to join. If they have fulfilled the certification criteria, then with this new license, you can access this special contact center third-party partner solutions. So when will this license be available? As I said, 1st of August, yesterday. And where is it going to be available? You can reach and access it on a commercial, public sector, education, and non-profit license by enterprise agreement, enterprise subscription, EES, CSP, or directly on the web. It is not going to be available on GCC, GCC High, or DoD tenants. That's going to be supported at a later stage. So how does the roadmap look like? Currently at launch date, we have 10,000 participants, 50 concurrent team meetings, 16 hours. So that means we have four times more streaming hours. We have double amount of participant and attendees. And we have got 50 compared to 15 in the past concurrent live meetings. Then, yeah, as I said, at launch date, compliance recording and contact center solutions is part of the launch phase. Really gonna be released later in 2020. 1,000 person interactive meeting. And this is going to have a overflow function. So if you're more than 300, then it's going to overflow into this meeting where you don't have a full possibilities and you move into a viewer only meeting. So you start with 1,000 participants, and then if you have more than 1,000, then you move into this view only meeting mode. And big thing, custom branded meeting lobby. So if you're not happy currently with the current branding of the lobby experience and the waiting experience, this is going to be customized. So, and later, at a certain time, more customizations, more tooling communications enhancements, and so on and so on. So Microsoft has got plans to enrich this new SKU on a later stage. What are my thoughts here? Well, it's unusual that Microsoft is going to charge here for the Crave APIs. So I haven't seen it for other things like SharePoint and Exchange, Yammer, and so on. It could also be that E5 and A5 customers are going to be disappointed that this is not part of their standard plan here. I really find this overflow meeting capability pretty interesting, so that you have the full rich meeting experience with 300 and then it's going to overflow when there are more people joining into a view-only thing. So that's very interesting and very flexible. I can also imagine that a few customers who would expect that the communication compliance and communications DLP capabilities would be part of this queue are going to be disappointed. I also looked into my colleagues, what is, for example, Matt Landis thinking about it. Matt currently has some thoughts that there is a COVID-19 pressure on Microsoft to add more features and to add many, many more servers to handle all this large workload here. Everybody is currently using Teams here in these days when we cannot move to our offices. And he thinks that that Microsoft is going to cover some additional costs which are just created, and this is going to pass on to the customers. Matt also did a great job in talking to Microsoft, and he also asked them if the advanced communication license is also needed for resource accounts to call auto attendance and call queues, and this is not required. So this communication license is only for a user and not for these technical accounts. And then there's a second question around, is the license needed for a Teams app or a bot experience? And the answer is no. So that's also good news here. Okay, hope you find this interesting and useful. A little bit deeper diving into the new advanced communications queue and license. Please leave your comments on social media, wherever you find me. And thanks for listening.
Welcome to Ragnar 365 Nuggets. Thank you for joining here today.